Nevada. This is Sabrina Williams.
Love Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host for Conversations with the Diva. We are on today with Tammy Bronner, Harlem Globetrotter, actress, model, and author. She'll be calling in, and that's if she hasn't had her baby, because, ladies and gentlemen, she is due any day. So hopefully she'll be able to make it to the show. If not, we will continue on. Today is a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day. I have friends in town. Hello to Monique and my other friends. Life is wonderful. Yesterday, as I was coming home and I was coming into my garage, I looked and I said, you know what? As the gate was going up, God opens up many doors, windows, and gates, and closes many doors, windows, and gates. And sometimes that's for our own good. So I just wanted to say that. So here we go. We have another song playing while we're waiting for our guest. And enjoy, enjoy. Real theme.
Mr. California. Shout out to you today. Thanks. Here it is.
On the air with Sabrina Williams, who's on the line.
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know that you're ready to deliver the baby anyway. I appreciate you. How are you feeling?
No problem. I feel great.
I'm amazed. So, everybody, this is Tammy, and I want to give this young lady a proper introduction. Tammy is a California native who is the 10th player in history to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. She's also a published author, model, actress, and she's married to the Aquarius McRae. Tammy, did I miss anything?
No, you got it all. That was perfect.
Well, I'm just gonna ask you what outright. You are married to one of my favorite childhood stars. Can you tell him hi? Isn't he handsome?
Oh, man,
he's
going to blow his head up even more, but I will tell him.
What's it like for you to be a mom, a model, an actress, an author, and play for the Harlem Globetrotters with all that energy?
It's a lot. It's really it's overwhelming sometimes, but it just comes down to balancing. The good thing is that I enjoy everything that I do, so it makes it a lot easier.
How do you balance? Because you're amazing to me. I'm 51. I've been watching the Harlem Globetrotters for years. Now, they've been around. They formed in the 1920s. I think they're going into their 87th year. And
going into the 90th.
How many years?
Going into the 90th year.
Wow. Amazing. Now, that's amazing. Yeah. Now, you were 11 when you did a Crocs basketball challenge?
Oh, yeah, when the young boy threw the ball at me and said, check ball, let's play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what got me into basketball.
You showed him, didn't you? All right.
I had to.
you have to. You're like, I'm not going to take this from you, young man. Okay, so we know that when I was looking up information about you, now you went to Dominican University in San Jose, and you have an MBA in business. You are a super achiever on my radar. Yeah, I just have to say that.
Thank you. Answer your question.
What's it like when you went to Dubai and Kuwait as a woman when you went on a military tour? That had to be really different for you.
It was very different. It was actually one of my first trips internationally, and just the way they covered their women, I was actually scared to go out there because I didn't know how they were going to accept me being the only woman on a male team, you know, because they aren't, they don't really like their women doing things like that. But they accepted me with open arms, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, there were a few places that I went where I had to cover up, just like one of them. But it was really one of the best experiences that I had.
Wow. Now, the Harlem Globetrotters, they're funny, and you guys play basketball. Mm-hmm. What's it like to have to be able to entertain and play basketball at the same time?
For me, it was ideal because that's what I like to do. I grew up playing in parks and, you know, at the YMCA, so it was all about showmanship, you know, when you're outside. You know, when you're playing on the streets, you know, everything's showmanship. So the entertainment style of it kind of came natural for me. And it makes everything funner. It's not so serious and uptight. You know, I dealt with enough of that in college.
Okay. Did you ever play with the WNBA, or you just started with the Harlem Globetrotters?
No, I didn't. I thought about it. But the problem with that is that you end up having to play 7 months, 8 months overseas. So, you know, that becomes 11 and a half months out the year. Yeah, because that's where the majority of the money is made for the WNBA players is overseas. So I don't know if you've seen, like, recently, like, Diana Taurasi actually set out this year from the WNBA because her international team paid her WNBA salary, which is like $100,000, to not play. And she makes, like, $1.5 million over in Russia playing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, you know, isn't that a little bit heartbreaking, though, that you know, that we as women, we still are struggling in sports?
Yeah, it is. It is, because every time I feel like we've made progression, it's always something that says, well, you guys aren't, you know, quite there yet, you know. But I really think it's basketball more than anything, because if you look at tennis, I mean, Serena Williams and what they do, I mean, They have an incredible audience, you know, and supporters, you know. So it's for some reason it's just the basketball world that's a little slow to catch up.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, those are my sisters, right?
Oh my gosh! No, I didn't.
Yes, they are. We share the same dad. I'm the oldest sister, and They have come a long way. Althea Gibson, Arthur Ashe, Serena and Venus have really changed the outlook for young women and men on the court of African American descent. They have done amazing things.
They really are. They're phenomenal. And I'm a fan.
Well, thank you. How do you feel being a woman in an all-men
sport? I enjoy it. You know, I think that for me, it's cool because I get a chance to inspire the young girls that are sitting back watching and see only one girl on the court playing with these guys. They figure, you know, hey, if she can do it, I can do it.
And that goes into my question of what image are you trying to portray to young girls who are following you, that you can do anything that you want to do. I like it. So,
right.
And we talked about balancing. Now, tell us about your book, about the book that you have.
It pretty much talks about me growing up in Oakland, California, which is not one of the easiest going cities that there is to grow up in as a young girl. And it talks about how I quote-unquote made it out of Oakland. And it also talks about my basketball career, because I quit when I first got to college at Cal State Northridge. And I didn't play for 5 years. And when I got ready to play again, everybody kind of told me, are you crazy? You can't play again? You know, people sit out for 1 year and never come back the same player. How are you going to sit out 5 years? Like, who do I think I am type of person? And
right.
You almost believe your naysayers, and you almost fall into that trap of saying, they're right, I can't do it. But I just wasn't built like that. You know, I had already overcome a lot just being from Oakland itself. So I just did it anyway, and I excelled very well at it and ended up being the 10th female to ever play for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Now, who why did you stay for 5 years?
Well, when I got to Cal State Northridge, I decided to walk away from the game because it wasn't as fun. And I was I was in LA for the first time, and I wanted to explore the things. You know, I wanted to do some acting, some modeling, and I didn't realize that I could do both. You know, as
okay.
I got older, I realized it, but I thought it was one or the other. And I was young, you know, and I had the wrong people in my ear telling me things. So I decided to quit. And when I quit, the way I quit the team, because I was young, I was still from Oakland, I couldn't come back the next year and play because I had to walk out of the program without sitting down talking to the coaches or anything.
Okay. Wow. Now, who inspired you to play? We talked about the young man that with the basketball when you were 11, but how did your family, your mom, your dad, aunt or uncle, who really influenced you to play? Is your family a sports playing family?
No, you know what? My mom was all about education. You know, she wasn't really, she was someone that could care less about basketball. You know, she was like, I don't care about that ball. I care about these books type of mom. But for me, it was an outlet, you know, from where
mm-hmm.
I was from. You know, I mean, there was a place where I can go and there was peace, there was fun. You know, I could actually feel like I was accomplishing something. And I talk about in my book how I feel, you know, I say basketball saved my life. Because if I wasn't playing basketball after school and had practice and games, who knows what I would have been doing instead of playing basketball.
Tell me, was it that rough in Oakland?
Yeah, it was. It was, you know. Everything is so accessible, you know, from drugs, hanging around the wrong people, you know. And as I got older, I didn't even realize that I hung around people who sold drugs. I hung around people who were probably, you know, wanted for murder. You know, people wanted to kill them, you know. And you don't, as a young girl growing up in Oakland, you don't even process you're hanging around drug dealers, you know. It's just that's who they are.
Right.
And it's almost the norm for a lot of young men, you know, so you don't even process what you're doing and who you're hanging around and the influence that they're really having.
So who, so you went to the, you didn't play for the WNBA, but how did you get hooked up with the Harlem Globetrotters? How did they discover you? Or did you go try out for the team?
Well, my agent, they contacted my agent. And my agent sent me over an email and said, hey, the Harlem Globetrotters are going to bring me in for a workout. And I remember emailing my agent back. I thought, oh, that's cool. I didn't know they had a women's team. And she's like, my agent was like, no, you're going to be playing with a guy. So I was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so they flew me in to New Jersey for a workout similar to a tryout, but it's invite only. And it was typical of any tryout. You know, we played 5-on-5 the whole time. The only difference was I was playing against all guys. The entire time,
wow.
These are guys fighting for a roster spot. So they're not looking across from me saying, oh, it's a girl, let me take it easy. I mean, these guys are trying to dunk on me, you know, cross me, whatever they can do to be seen. They didn't care. But I did very well. I was able to hold my own. And amazing.
So, now, are there other women on the team for this season right now that play with you, or you're the only woman?
Yeah, there's three girls. But there's three units. So we're on the team, there's a total of 30 on the Harlem Globetrotters, and we break up into three units throughout our tour. So we have an East Coast unit, a West Coast unit, and one that travels internationally.
Okay.
So there's one girl on each unit.
Wow. Now, I've been to one Harlem Globetrotters, and I just have to say, I love the Harlem Globetrotters. I love the entertainment. Is it, when you guys practice, incorporating, interacting with the fans and giving the ball to do a certain thing? I know that takes time.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is actually improv with the fans, except for like when you see the water bucket, you know, that's like one of the signatures of the team. And that's kind of like, we know we're going to do that, but a lot of the other interaction you see with the fans are like improv and last minute.
Okay. And what kind of adjustments have you had to make being on the team that you travel, and what's that like for you? Because especially being away from your family, or does your family travel with you?
No, they don't, because we're usually city to city to city, like every other, you know, I mean, we don't stay in a city too long, so it's really hard for someone to come out and actually spend time. But it's just, you kind of never really get used to it, to be honest. You just go with the flow. I mean, you're gone for about 7 to 8 months out of the year. So you never really get used to it at all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about how do you keep yourself in shape? What is your fitness like in your eating? And what do you do? Because I know people want to know, because you are beautiful. You're a basketball player. You're a mom. What does that look like for you?
Well, on the road, it's so hard to eat healthy even when you try, just because by the time the game's over, there's very few places that are open that are healthy. So when I do eat fast food, I try to opt for chicken instead of beef, or I try to just grab a salad sometimes. But I work out. I mean, you know, that's really the key. You have to train. You know, the body is an amazing thing, you know, and if you train it the right way, it'll treat you the right way.
I agree with that. I'm a trainer at least 4 days a week, and I can tell you what, we were laughing because on Thursday, I was really frustrated, and I said, you know what, today I'm going to go to the gym, and I went to the gym. It's hard to be frustrated and work out at the same time. The two don't work.
Yeah.
And you know what? I can honestly say today, talking to you, I love working out. Working out is actually a gift to be able to work out, to be able to just go to the gym and lift weights and to be able to just, you know, get in the zone. I love it. And so I admire you. Now, where do you see yourself in the next 2 years?
In entertainment, I have a lot going on. I have a movie that I'm supposed to be shooting this winter with Candace Parker, and I have a show that's actually being pitched right now to be on ESPN or NBA TV that I'll be hosting. So I would love to be up there with Stephen A. Smith one day or doing something of the sort.
Okay. Now, you are going to be a new mom. So are you going to and is this your first child?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, congratulations. And you know what?
Thank
I
you.
Hope you have a boy, because you don't need a girl. You look like a diva like me. Boy.
Yeah. It is a boy.
What's a boy? What's a boy? That is so easier. I love the girls, but the boys, let me take that back. They're easier until they get about 16 or 17, and then they want to think that they always tell you, I'm grown.
Right.
Okay, grown. You don't get a dollar to your name, but you grown. Okay.
Right.
We like you. So
right.
What if you could give any advice to anybody who wants to, a woman who wants to get into the WNBA or get into the Harlem Globetrotters, what advice would you give to them?
I would tell them you have to work hard. You have to work harder than the person across from you, and never get wrapped up in the competing with anyone else. You are your own competition, and if you can realize that, you can progress every day and be the best you, not the best somebody else. And that's really the only way to make it. When you start trying to be somebody else or be better than the next person, you always end up losing.
Amen on that. And I'm going to say this to my coach, Danny Bongiorno, in case he's listening. He is an awesome, amazing basketball player and coach. But, Danny, I just want you to remember the story that she did at 11. She schooled the boy. Don't let her have to come out to Vegas to school you. Just want to just have to say that. Because, I mean, my coach is, he's an awesome athlete. He's trained me to be a beast in the gym. But this man can do any sports, and he was the one who, and I want to thank him to Next Level Tennis and Fitness, Coach Danny. You can reach him at 702-303-3765. He is a great fitness, tennis coach, and really, really loves to help people realize their passion for getting healthy. But he was saying he can take on the best of the best, so I'm going to tell him to settle down now because you're going to come out here and show him some.
Tell him I will.
Because you know what? He's always trying to mess with me to tell me to get on the court. I'm not going on the court with you, but I got a secret weapon now. I'm going to play it. I'm going to throw you in there, Tammy.
Throw me in there. I got you. We got this.
You got me because I'm going to tell you what. This man is 29, but he looks like he's 35 and plays like he's 25. He's an amazing coach, so I just want to say that. So, okay, so see, I'm gonna have to bring you out here and give you, and I'll hold the baby for you play. There you go. Now, I know your time is precious, so I'm gonna let you go. But is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you want to listen to know about you? And where can we find you? And where can we follow you?
I have an Instagram. It's Tamstunna, TAMSTUNNA. And I have Twitter, which is my name, Tammy, TAMMY, _Denise, and the number 12.
Yeah. All right. And I want to thank you so, so much to Alexis, right, for introducing us and calling me. She's a great manager. She is wonderful. Awesome young lady to talk to. She's actually an athlete in her own right, too. So
awesome.
I was impressed with her. Well, young lady, you go rest because you know what? That baby is about to come out. I'm going to tell you that.
I
got my money on the baby's going to be here next week. I got it. That's what I'm thinking.
I wouldn't be mad at that at all. I would be excited.
Well, thank you so much. And I just want to say I am so proud of you as a female African-American athlete. And it not just as African-American, but as a woman who is playing on the Harlem Globetrotters and who is actually giving all women in every country, Dubai, Kuwait, Afghanistan, and here in the United States, the ability to see that, you know what, you can do anything you want. You make me proud. I mean, I've heard stories about Oakland, but I'm going to have to get your book because to come out of what you came out of and to do what you do, you are God's success. You are truly successful, young lady. And you are amazing.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy to have interviewed you and just to get to talk to you for a few minutes. And just know that you are amazing. Every time you go out there and play, know that that you are amazing because you don't realize that where you came from, other women are struggling in that same area to come from, and you just gave hope to a lot of women. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And have a great, wonderful day, young lady. Be good. Thank
you,
dear.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, life couldn't get any better than that. We had Tammy Bronner, the Harlem Globetrotter actress, model, and author. Tammy is an amazing young lady. You know, we take it for granted that life is easy and that we can grow up and not have any problems. But how she grew up in the area she grew up and to be a success story that she is today, we all should strive to remember that God has a plan for us. As Jeremiah 29:11, a plan to prosper us, not to harm us, and that he wants us to be successful. So when you're stressing out today and you're thinking you can't make it, you remember Philippians 4:4-6, that do not be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, give your requests to God. God is a wonderful God. He wants success for you. I want success for you, and I love you. Thank you for just listening to Conversations with the Diva, which is brought to you by WBDN Media Web by Design Network with Volante Grant. This show has just been, it is just amazing how much it's grown. I want to thank you to all my listeners. I want to thank you to my sons who just support me and sometimes they don't always get mommy's attention because we're doing the radio and I'm working. And I want to remind everybody, that's my public service announcement before we go off the air, if you're struggling with depression or you need mental health, please call 211 in any state and they will give you a referral. Thank you again for listening to Conversations with the Diva. Our show is only successful because of our listeners. Here we're going to go out with a really awesome song. So thank you again. Life is wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great Saturday. Conversations with the Diva, Sabrina Williams signing off. We'll see you next Wednesday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and next Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a great day.